Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Beloved, I want to welcome you to this week edition of Commanding Your Day. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you for yet another day in our lives, for the miracle of sleeping and waking up, for our going out, for our coming in. Thank you, Lord, for your direction. Thank you for your leading, for your counsel. Thank you for being our God. Thank you, Lord, that you have never forsaken us. And indeed, Lord, we never do anything to cause you to forsake us. We say glory be unto your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for all the past broadcasts. We thank you for all the wonderful and glorious testimonies that we've had concerning them. We thank you for the souls that have been won to your kingdom. And we say glory, honor, adoration be unto you alone. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Everlasting Father, we want to commit today's broadcast into your holy hands. And we say, Lord, please come and speak to us. Let the word that is going to go forth, let it go forth with power. Let it bring forth salvation. Let it bring forth healing. Let it bring forth deliverance. And let it draw us closer to you for your glory in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Dear beloved, you are welcome once again to this wonderful program of yours, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God indeed will speak to you specifically today. The Lord will do something extraordinary in your lives as you listen to this broadcast in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'm going to share with you divine manifestation. And indeed the Lord will manifest His power in your life. In the mighty name of Jesus, the power of God will be apparent in your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Whatever that have hindered the power of God being seen in any area of your life, the Almighty God Himself will remove them in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to take my text from the book of Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, I'm going to read from verse 4 to 5. And say, and being assembled together with them, he commanded them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which he said, you have heard from me. For John truly baptized with water, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Spirit, not many days from now. And I go to verse 8. Say, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. Amen. And I also want to read Acts chapter 2, and I read from verse 1. Say, when the day of the Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. Then there appeared to them divided tongues as of fire, and one sat upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak with other tongues, as the Spirit gave them utterances. May the Lord bless the reading of His word, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. As I say, today we are discussing about divine manifestation. That means the demonstration of the power of God in your life. The Lord will demonstrate His power. It can be an unmistakable demonstration of the almightiness of God in your life in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, when we are talking about God manifesting in our lives, there are key things that we need to learn from those passages that we have read. Number one thing is that you must be together with Christ. You must be together with Christ. The Bible says in that Acts chapter 1 that we read, it said, when they are being assembled together, so they were with Jesus Christ. It's not possible for God to manifest His power in your life if you are so distant from Him. If you don't have a relationship with Him, it's not going to be possible for Him to show Himself mighty on your behalf. So, brothers and sisters, the first thing that is there is that you must be together with God. You are not only together with God, but you are also together with man. In that Acts chapter 2, we read, say, when the day of the Pentecost had fully come, they were all in one accord. You need to be in one accord. You need to be at peace with other people. You cannot be bearing grudges. You cannot be living in unforgiveness and expect that the power of God will be demonstrated in your life. No, brothers and sisters, you need to learn to forgive. You need to learn to let go those who have hurt you. And it is only in that situation that God can show Himself awesome on your behalf. He can show Himself mighty. I pray that the Almighty God will grant you the grace and the strength to let go, to forgive all those who have hurt you. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, you will no longer bear bitterness. Every form of bitterness in your heart, the blood of Jesus will wipe them away in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number two thing is that for the power of God to be manifested in your life, then you need to be somebody who hears, not only hears, but obey the voice of the Master. The Bible tells us in the book of John chapter 10, verse 4, he says, and when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follows him, for they know his voice. They know his voice, yet they will by no means follow a stranger, but will flee from him, for they do not know the voice of the strangers. So, brothers and sisters, whose voice are you listening to? Are you listening to the voice of the Lord? Are you following the voice of God? When God said, do not turn to the left, do you turn to the left? When he said, turn to the right, do you turn to the right? Are you following his word, his instruction? You need to learn to diligently obey his word. It's when you obey his word that his promises can become manifested in your life. I pray that the grace and the strength to follow the instructions of the Almighty God, he will release unto you in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of rebellion shall be fired away from you in the mighty name of Jesus. That which has distracted you hitherto, that have not allowed you to hear the voice of the Master when he speaks to you, the Almighty God will remove every manner of distraction in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Number three thing that you need to know, Jesus told the disciples, say, tarry there in Jerusalem. Tarry, be there. That means that you have to be at your duty post. Can it be said that you are at your duty post? Can it be said you are a worker in the vine house of the Lord, but they do not see you? You only show yourself when you feel like you are doing the work of God at your convenience. Brothers and sisters, that is not right. For God to be able to show himself awesome on your behalf, you need to be at your duty post. It's when you are there that he can show himself awesome. In the book of Genesis, Genesis 26, verse 2, the Lord speaking to Isaac, he said, the Lord appeared to him and said, do not go down to Egypt. Live in the land which I tell you. And Isaac obeyed. And in verse 12, the Bible says, then Isaac sowed in that land, and he reaped in the same year 100-fold. And the Lord blessed him. The man began to prosper and continued prospering until he became very prosperous. Why? Because he was where God told him to be. Brothers and sisters, are you where God told you to be? Are you where you are supposed to be? Are you moving around from one place to another, ignoring the instructions of God? Brothers and sisters, we can see here, God told Isaac, remain in the land. Even though there was famine in the land, remain there. And Isaac remained there. He did not only remain there, he did not just sit down there idle looking at what is going to happen. But the Bible says he sowed, he planted. What are you doing? Because it's not just enough for you to be at your duty post. You need to be seen to be doing something. You need to be doing something in the house of God, something meaningful in His vineyard. What are you doing? What can be said about you? When people do not see you, do they miss you? That, oh, brother so-so-so is not around, sister so-so-so is not around. Oh, you can feel that that person is not there. But you are not even there 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. They don't even know you are not around. It's when you come back, they say, ah, you are the one even telling them that, ah, you know, I've not been around. They say, ah, so we didn't know. Why? Because you have not made yourself useful. I pray that the Lord will grant you the grace to be useful in the vineyard of the Lord so that the Lord can manifest His power in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Another thing that we need to know when we are expecting the manifestation of His power, we need to exercise patience because God's time is not our time. You see, in the book of James chapter 1 verse 4, it says, but let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. That you will be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. Why? Because you are patient. Some people at the gate of their miracle, they walk away. I pray that on the day of your miracle, you will not be found missing. In the mighty name of Jesus, you will not turn back at the door of your miracle. In the mighty name of Jesus, the patience that you need to exercise in order to be recipient of that which the Lord has packaged for you, the Lord will release unto you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, in the name of Jesus. I also want you to know that it is God's promise. It's a promise of God that will manifest Himself on your behalf. Jesus was speaking to the disciples there. He said, tarry. The Holy Spirit is going to come upon you. And by the time we got to that Acts chapter 2, we can see that that promise of God was fulfilled in their lives. Brothers and sisters, the word of God is yea and amen. His word will never return void unto Him without fulfilling that we sent to do. Hold on to the word of God. Hold on to the promises of God. And you will see it coming to pass in your life in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will grant you that grace in the name of our Lord Jesus to hold on to His promises concerning your life in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I also want us to know that in order for us to receive the blessings of God, we must be ready to have a total repentance. Total repentance. You see, there must be repentance. The book of Acts chapter 2, verse 38, Peter speaking there on that day of Pentecost. Then Peter said to them, repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So there is a condition for receiving that gift, and that condition is that there must be a genuine repentance. Not just saying you repent by your mouth and the next day you continue to do what you have been doing. No. You must make a U-turn. The Lord will grant you the grace to make that U-turn in the mighty name of Jesus. Anything that is not of God, there will be something that you will dislike in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord will grant you the grace. And finally, when God wants to manifest Himself in your life, it is for His kingdom purpose. It's for His kingdom purpose. He tells us in that Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he says, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria, all the end of the world. The Lord is just not giving you that power for the fun of it. He's not going to manifest Himself just for the fun of it. It's that His name may be glorified. It's that souls may be won to His kingdom. And when you receive that miracle, go and testify. As you testify, those who do not notice God will come to know Him. Those whose faith has become very low, their faith will be stirred up. Brothers and sisters, are you withholding that which God has done for you? Tell the world. Let them know. Go out. Speak to the people about the goodness of our God and see Him perform His wonders in your life in the name of Jesus. If you are hearing me today and you do not have a relationship with this God, you know, the first thing I said was that you must be together with Christ. And the other thing I also said, that there must be true repentance. So I'm giving you that opportunity today to repent and accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. So just say after me, Jesus Christ, forgive me my sins. Write my name in the book of life. And it's you alone I will serve all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Father, I want to thank you for this, your children, that have given their lives unto you. I say, Lord, have mercy upon them. And for everyone that have had this podcast today, I pray the Almighty God will visit you. The Almighty God will show himself awesome on your behalf. He will give you outstanding testimonies for his glory in the name of Jesus. Continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you.